You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye and welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with Sharon Clark, CEO and co-founder of Clinch, a new mobile browsing utility which enables users to shop around online. Sharon, thanks so much for joining us today on e-commerce radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And we are very pleased that you took the time to join us. So tell us, first of all, for starters, what is Clinch?
Excellent. Well, Clinch is actually a mobile application. It's been designed to address the frustrations that we all face while browsing around online. I mean, if you have a look at online shopping, it has evolved and become part of our everyday lives. But the current model just doesn't meet our needs, which is this bookmarking, tab opening type system. We believe that the mobile browsing experience should be empowered and engaging. And if you have a look at e-commerce sales, worldwide, they're trending to reach $1.7 trillion by the end of this year. Yet there have been no real tools or no effective ways of being able to help this process.
What are the problems that online shoppers are experiencing and how is this system broken?
It's a good question, actually. I'm an online shopper and I research and buy most things online. This is from clothing, home decor, electronics, clothes for the kids, and even cars, and even down to planning holidays and events. And it was a couple of years ago, I was renovating my bathroom, and I was doing a lot of the browsing and comparing online. And it was during this time that I realized just how frustrating this current system was, especially when I was looking across many different websites. So trying to make comparisons, bookmarking, and interacting with what I was looking at. For example, comparing across multiple websites of your choice is actually impossible. You have to open lots of different tabs, click between them, see how things measure up, accidentally close a tab, lose your search. And if you have a look at what an average person does online, most people will visit 3 to 5 stores to make a comparison before they even make a purchasing decision. And if I wanted to take like a quick visual reference of something, I'd take a screenshot on my mobile device and then I'd literally be scrolling through thousands of images to find it again. And at this time, because of all of the browsing I was doing, I had 4,000 screenshots on my mobile device. And this is really common online browsing behavior, to take that sort of quick reference of something. So if you wanted to put something together, like for example, I was doing my bathroom, and you want to see how things look, you'll end up using lots of different apps. You'll use multiple devices. You'll even email images to yourself just to try and see how things look together. So the mobile browsing experience became really frustrating and overwhelming and no longer enjoyable.
So tell us, how does Clinch solve this browsing problem and obviously the irritations that come with it and provide a better experience for online shoppers?
Yeah, sure. Well, Clinch was designed by myself, the online shopper, and it was really to address these frustrations. What does an online shopper need to facilitate this process? So Clinch is a browser enabling you to collect and interact with what you like across websites of your choice. So it makes the research and purchasing decisions easier. You simply start your browsing, no matter what you're looking for in Clinch, search the web as normal, and anything that you want to refer back to, you simply Clinch and tag it, and then you just continue on your browsing journey. So there's nothing that you're really doing that is different to the current behavior. Clinched pieces will get stored in the library along with the URL for easy revisiting. So you simply click on the item, it will go straight back to the source of that Clinch, and then you no longer need to take all of these screenshots on your mobile device. But also you can now Clinch across multiple websites and see things, how they measure up all in one place. So one page, several items, several different websites on one page. So you no longer need to open all of these tabs, flicking between them to try and make comparisons. You can also create a mood board. We call it a canvas, and this helps with inspiration when you're doing things like a bathroom or creating an outfit. And you can put things together and see how they look. You can even import your own photos of your bathroom or of yourself, for example, and create a collage. And this collage becomes like a bookmark, live bookmark, so you can refer back to those at any time. But also you can share these canvases, but also individual items with friends and family via social media channels and also via email. And all of the links go with it. So if I share a canvas to a friend, they can click on those links and all of those links will go directly back to that source where the item was clinched. So Clinch will give you an organised and empowered and engaging browsing experience no matter what it is that you're looking at.
This sounds very awesome. Today we are with Sharon Clark, CEO and co-founder of Clinch, a new mobile browsing utility which enables users to shop around online here on eCommerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sharon, how is Clinch different than the other e-commerce store or applications that are in the space?
Well, Clinch is not an online store, so that's what makes us different. We don't actually sell anything. There are a lot of online stores that address buying behaviours, but they don't address the browsing or the shopping around. And it's an important distinction to make, because when we're talking about shopping, we're actually speaking about the act of shopping or shopping around, the browsing. So you curate or you fill Clinch with whatever you like from the web, and also Clinch provides you the tools to enable you to organise that browsing, compare, consider and interact, making better purchasing decisions.
And lastly, what's up next for Clinch?
Well, now we've launched on iPad only at this stage, but we are banding with our users and gaining really valuable feedback to further develop Clinch, and we're working towards a greater reach to get it docked onto most iOS mobile devices, including Android, and hoping for that this year. We've also received excellent validation from the industry. We were just awarded number 3 for Ant Hill Smart 100 for innovation. And also we just arrived back from Singapore where Clinch was selected as one of E27's Echelon Top 100 startups for the whole Asia Pacific area. This was a really great opportunity to meet with potential partners as we're now seeking that investment to accelerate our growth. I can see Clinch being part of the vernacular, so to clinch something will have a very new meaning. I can see it docked on everyone's mobile device and being your go-to online shopping browser.
And you got to love this. Well, certainly I plan on downloading this as soon as we disconnect. Sharon, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners or a takeaway today?
Oh, definitely. Well, Clinch is available now. So if you do have an iPad, and keep in mind that we are coming to iOS, other devices, and Android hopefully later this year. So if you do have an iPad shopping around online and you find those frustrations part of your day, then please download Clinch from the App Store for free and start clinching today. You can also visit us at the website at www.clinchthis.com, and you'll find a lot more about our story, the problem we solve, and some useful social links there. And we also have our Facebook page at Clinch This. Our YouTube channel has some great information, some videos for you and demonstrations. And we also have a blog, and all of those links are available to you on our website. But of course, please don't forget to jump on the Apple App Store and download on your iPad today.
It's clinchthis.com. Sharon, thanks so much for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Sharon Clark, CEO and co-founder of Clinch, a new mobile browsing utility which enables users to shop around online. And once again, the website of reference is clinchthis.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.